Hi, I'm Wayne Zell. I'm an estate planning and business planning attorney. Today I'm talking about basic business planning. And now I'd like to discuss the choice that you need to make when you're choosing the right entity to start a business. What are your choices? Traditional choices include the corporation, partnership, and limited liability company. Historically, corporations were always the top choice of people when they were starting their business. After all, there's a well-developed set of statutes in every state, and the case law, particularly in Delaware and New York, is very well established. So we know how corporations, their boards of directors, and their shareholders are treated. A corporation is unique in that the liabilities of the corporation are limited to the assets of the entity itself. That means that the shareholders generally are not subject to personal liability for any liabilities of the corporation. In some cases, the board of directors, the people who are in charge of running the corporation, may have personal liability, but that only occurs if there's bad faith or willful misconduct that cannot be protected under any state law. Recently, limited liability companies have taken on much more importance and are seen with greater favor in today's environment. Why are they so popular? They're easy to form. There are less formalities to establish a limited liability company. Many people choose to operate an LLC like a corporation. If one person owns all of the interests of the limited liability company, that's known as a single member LLC. And for federal income tax purposes, and most states, single member LLCs are disregarded, meaning that all of the income is just reported on the owner's tax return directly. A multi-member LLC is usually treated like a partnership for tax purposes, unless the owners elect to have it treated as a corporation. Or, alternatively, an LLC can choose to be taxed as an S corporation for federal and most state income tax purposes. Now, many business owners may choose to operate in the partnership form. There's the general partnership, which exposes all of the owners to unlimited liability and generally is the least favored form in which to operate a business. There's also a limited partnership. A limited partnership has at least one general partner. That general partner has unlimited liability for the liabilities of the partnership. While the limited partners are not liable for those debts and obligations beyond the amount of their respective capital contributions or the amounts that they've promised to contribute in the future. Now, when you have a limited partnership with this general partner, you may want to use a corporation or an irrevocable trust or an LLC to act as the general partner and limit the liability of the general partner by using a limited liability entity. Not to get more complicated, but there's a new statutory creature called the limited liability partnership. That essentially is a general partnership that elects to convert into a limited liability partnership. Any new liabilities of the entity and individual liabilities are liabilities of the partnership and the individual incurring the liability, but not all the partners. You'll see many law firms, many accounting firms, and many professional entities formed as LLPs, limited liability partnerships today. There's a new entity known as the Limited Liability Limited Partnership, that is the LLLP. An LLLP is a form of business entity that is recognized under U.S. commercial law and in many states, and it's a limited partnership that has elected to be treated as a limited liability entity so that all the general partners have limited liability protection as well as the limited partners. By having the limited partnership make the election under state law, general partners are afforded limited liability for the debts and obligations of the limited partnership that arise during the period that the LLLP election is made. Because the LLLP is so new, its use is not widespread yet. Now you know the options. Which one do you choose? It depends on the activities you intend to pursue and how you're going to engage in them. Here's an example. Let's say you want to start up a consulting business. You're not going to have any employees. You may use independent contractors. Usually I recommend that you pick a single member LLC, limited liability company, or an S corporation. If you've got employees and they're going to own equity in the entity, you may start out as a limited liability company, but you may decide to convert into an S corporation. If you're going to take outside investment from a venture capitalist or a private equity fund or just an angel investor, you almost always are going to default and use a Delaware or Nevada C corporation, a regular corporation, for tax reasons and for securities law reasons. In real estate, historically, it's been conducted in the form of a limited partnership. But now you're seeing most real estate shopping centers, commercial developments, and so on, converting from LPs into LLLPs. And for you professionals out there, doctors, lawyers, engineers who are bound by state statutes, you may want to use a professional LLC or a professional corporation or an LLP, general partnerships that convert into LLPs. Use competent business and tax lawyers to guide you in choosing the right entity for your business, most of all. Up next, we're going to compare and contrast limited liability companies and S corporations.